Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special episode about...
We'll have a couple. Bees in Wonderland. We'll just call it Bees in Wonderland or Bees in Space or like Bees in Wonderland plus Space.
So if you're wondering where to find the podcast and why you can't find it, it might be because the name has changed to something like Bees in Space.
But if not...
But
we will make episodes about space and phenomena like that and stuff.
Yeah, this will be a recurring thing. So our topic for today is going to be how there's an asteroid that will possibly collide with Earth we're going to talk about how the space race is kind of happening all over again. Firstly, let's talk about the asteroid. So there's a 1 in 1700 chance that an asteroid about 15 miles long will collide into Earth.
That's
in
a,
about
yeah
one.
15 miles long is like a couple miles longer than the asteroid that extinct the dinosaurs.
About five miles longer. So the one that possibly made the dinosaurs go extinct was about 10 miles. This one's about 15. Yeah. So,
and you might be thinking there's like these dark things and we sent the asteroid another way. That asteroid was only 1 mile long.
Yeah.
And we barely changed its direction.
Well, we're not sure, actually. The NASA was working on a device that could destroy asteroids. And it was supposed to collide around October, but I'm not very sure if it's collided yet. I don't know if that's gotten out yet. I believe it's been delayed and hasn't collided with the asteroid, but that asteroid's quite small and it's in our asteroid belt, so it doesn't have any risk of colliding with Earth.
Yeah, it's not supposed to change its direction, but just like a couple miles.
It's supposed to the device is supposed to either destroy the asteroid or be push the asteroid off target, so it won't.
And that's a little target, like to push it off. It's not like it
doesn't have to
difference.
Push it down like thousands of miles away.
It's just like a little mile, so it would barely pass
by
its target.
Because so it can't get caught in our solar system's gravitational pull.
And then there's this 15 mile long thing.
But that which. Has a chance, 1 in 1700 chance, like we said.
That's kind of freaky, but...
Yeah, that's not good odds for us, but if it does collide, it will collide in around the year 2180. So hopefully by then we'll have the technology to either move to a different planet in our nearby solar system, or have the technology to just make this thing go off target or destroy it, because this no doubt will end humanity.
And that's if climate change doesn't destroy our planet.
Yeah.
If we get this climate change thing, if we can actually do what the UN says and stuff, and if people actually listen, then we will still be here. But if not,
so many animals are actually already going extinct. Like, some of your favorite animals, probably, they'll be gone within 20, 30 years.
Unless.
Like, polar bears, penguins, tigers, lions, all of those animals. The list keeps going on.
Rhinos.
White rhinos, there's only 2 females left. They're going to be extinct.
Asian elephants.
Yep. All elephants.
All elephants.
Like, a bunch... Dolphins, whales.
Not dolphins.
Yeah, dolphins. They're already endangered.
I know, but I don't know.
They're
whatever.
And all of those animals, they'll be going bears. All of them, all of the popular animals, and your favorite animals.
And it's all our fault.
It's all our fault because we don't want to take care of our climate, and that's why it's really important. You may think that just littering. Oh, if I litter this one piece of trash, nothing's gonna happen. Well, that's probably wrong because it's a chain reaction. Everything has a cause and an effect, and the effect has a cause. So you really just want to take care of your planet because in 150 years, we're hoping we're still here, but it's already getting to the point where most scientists are saying... it's too late to turn back, so...
Not just Elon Musk.
We're on the verge.
Even NASA says that.
We're on the very verge. Like, so, most NASA is saying...
Speaking of that...
We're on the very verge of not being able to turn back, so...
Speaking of that, NASA has a new mission. Not Elon Musk. It's not a crazy person that we're gonna... They want to, like, build a waypoint to get to Mars on the moon.
Like,
I mean,
launching the rocket from
If we
the
need
moon.
To go to Mars, we need that. And they're not as focused on everything else. NASA has so many projects going on. Like, it's not their... It might be their main thing, but they have so many different things. They have rovers. They have just the ISS and all that stuff. They have this asteroid thing. And it's just, like, they're so busy. And then there's Elon Musk, who, in my opinion, he can get there first if NASA doesn't turn this around. Because this dude, he thinks about it, like, all day long.
Yeah.
Like, somehow he owns, like, huge billions of dollar corporations. And now another one.
Twitter.
And, like, now he's got... Now, and somehow he's timed to do all this.
Yeah.
So, SpaceX, this man,
he
dedicates most of his time to SpaceX, even
he's
though...
He's crazy, but I have respect for him because he can actually get it done.
And
NASA...
And he just needs to buy a piece of land on the moon, which is actually possible.
Yeah, people are actually doing that. And honestly, that's a smart investment because I believe we'll be going there very soon and doing things there because...
Yes, and then the moon, he's probably just going to do NASA's plan first. They want to make a waypoint to go to Mars, maybe. He's going to get a waypoint to go to Mars. I respect the guy, but do you really want him to own Mars?
Yeah, do you want him to own Mars? Like,
NASA.
Elon Musk, I don't really think he's the type of person who should be leading
a planet.
Like,
and
we
maybe
can,
and perhaps we in can the bar- future the human humanity's survival.
Yeah, these leaders can barely rule over an entire one country.
Like honestly, I don't want the U.S. to own a planet.
Yeah,
honestly.
We can.
But it's better than Elon Musk.
Yeah, we need to find some new ways to do things because.
We need more people at NASA.
Yeah, we need more people working on this.
We need an entire... We need,
I feel like everybody's like, we can...
Like, NASA happens
not,
to have billions and billions of dollars, but people are just cutting NASA's budget more and more.
Yeah, and I feel
they
like...
They need more budget.
People don't acknowledge that this is a real problem. I feel like they don't...
Like...
Realize that...
Whenever a new president comes, I feel like... Well, starting now... The budget's been going lower and lower.
Yeah.
Like, Trump lowered the budget. Now Biden's lowering the budget for, like, all
they
these
don't,
other things they,
like,
on
they,
Earth.
They'd rather...
Because
they'd
rather deal yeah. with, like, homeless and stuff, which I get is important.
Yeah, it's important.
But this is the future of human survival
exactly.
we're talking about.
We're talking about, like, the... Now we're talking about the present. They have to... I agree. They do have to put some... They do have to put money into the present, but they also have to put... They have to plan to the future because there will be no future if we can't pull it together.
Like, we need... Honestly, presidents, like, they've been good at specific things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we need a president that can
Didn't
focus on national security, everything, homelessness... Like, but human future.
It can't just be the president. We have to have...
We need
three branches. The legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. They all have to, like...
Start focusing on the future more. They all need to be... Have room in their days to think about the future and all their other craziness.
Yeah. We can't...
I get that they're like, so busy, but...
They need to
cut something out... Or work more.
Exactly. But we can't even go to Mars if these rovers can't even find any signs of life. Because if life has never been proven on Mars, then we're screwed. Like, we can't live on an uninhabitable planet. It's just not going to work out.
could, but it would take a lot of time.
We need
money,
water
and rockets and fuel, no, which we're running out of.
If we don't find any water on Mars, if we don't find any like fossils, food, any life, it's not habitable because we need food and water. And
I think people, personally, I know it's more dangerous,
shelter.
But I think we need people on Mars to find this. Like, I get the rovers can do all this crazy stuff and they don't need to, be fed and stuff. But we, a couple rovers is enough. We need hundreds of things. I get that.
There are hundreds, though.
I mean, more,
we need, thousands of more rovers.
We need humans, rovers. We need to build a base on Mars.
Yeah, we need to start. We actually need it.
We need to actually
have. Just talking about how we need to go to Mars. We need to go to Mars.
We have reasons to go to Mars. It's not just it's a new planet and stuff. It will help. I don't want to move to Mars. I don't want humans to ever move to Mars.
If it works on Earth, that's what it should stay like. But people are destroying Earth, and it's not working right now. So if we can pull it together, then.
We need to set our focus on space. Like, I know how we're focusing on climate change, but we need to find a way to focus on both helping climate change and being ready for what we need to do if climate change just destroys the world.
Yeah.
The next generation might have to move to Mars if it exists. Honestly, there's so many other problems.
Yeah.
But, there's so many things threatening humanity, and that is the main thing, along with, AIs and all that other stuff, but that is, in my opinion, the main thing, don't you agree, that's threatening humans?
Yeah.
Climate change and asteroids.
Yeah, we just really need to focus on these things, because right now, I feel like people aren't focusing on this. Future, it's more on the present, but they're not even doing a good job on focusing on the present. So if they're not doing a good job on focusing on the present, they should really just try. They really need to try to focus more on the future. So I think that's all for today's episode. The summary of it is, what would you say the summary is?
I'd say the summary is watch out for asteroids, climate change, and Elon Musk.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you
and the government needs to think about the future.
Yeah, and be more mindful of how you just are eco-friendly. And yeah, goodbye. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you next time.